Guess you gotta turn the mic on. See what else isn't in program.
I put it in program yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. Maybe I wasn't the last person to use it.
Steve and Mitch hanging out with you. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey.
Welcome back to the normal life, all of you who got spring break off.
Oh, yeah. People are back to real world now.
Back to life, back
Which
to reality. Should be Matthew from Albuquerque any minute now. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
How are you guys?
Oh, we're fantastic. How are you?
Good. It's my first day back to school from spring break.
I know.
You woke up on time?
Week. Huh?
You woke up on time? You're good?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep, here's the one thing, guys. The 19th through the 22nd, all APS schools are taking the NMSBA test.
I don't even know what that means.
Whoa, it's a little
It stands for the New Mexico Standards-Based Assessment Testing.
What are you going to be tested on?
Well, all the standards they have that the state has set for us.
So that must not be a lot then, because there aren't a lot of standards in APS.
Well, school standards, like language, math,
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Exciting.
How you doing, Mitch?
Doing okay, thank you.
She just signed up for a CBS bracket. We're doing a bracket for March Madness. Ooh. Are you going to join our bracket there, Matthew, from Albuquerque?
I'm totally not confused of what I'm doing right now.
No, you've got it.
I've got this.
She's even picked a national champion already.
I totally did.
Yes.
I'm assuming
Florida Gold Coast. Yes.
Why are you making
me lose?
Hey, guys,
just want to let you guys know this, is that you keep an eye in the mails, because I sent you guys a postcard the 4001 Osuna Road address.
Yes.
We love getting mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I paid attention to Steve-O, Jeter, and Michelle Bransford.
Wow.
Boom, right there.
You guys should see it. So if everyone picks it up first, you know, can get
we win the prize.
Studio.
Yes.
We win the prize. That's cool. All right,
good
man.
Good to talk to you guys.
What can we play for you this morning?
This morning I've been wanting to hear Fall Glad Fall by Project 86.
Can do. You know, we're going to be premiering a brand new project song, Mañana.
Tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, brand new.
Talk to you guys mañana then.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Y'all are speaking Spanish. I don't understand what's going on.
No, you did not. Is that your real bracket? Sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
Here's the deal. We need to talk to Steve Irwin.
Okay, hold on. Let's explain to everyone what's going on. It's on our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
CBSSports.com. We are doing a bracket for March Madness.
Like, okay, let me see this. Is this real March Madness?
No, you can't. These are Stever's picks.
Wait, you can see them, but I can't?
He printed out his picks. Hey there, Stever.
By the way, that's that's in honor of Ramsey.
That is in honor of Ramsey. Our dear friend Ramsey used to be a DJ here. He picked the Lobos every year to win it all, no matter what. Every year.
I like it. Oh, so Florida really is good.
Really? Where do you have Florida? Oh, okay. No.
Oh, is that an 8?
That's a different
Florida.
Or a 16? Florida.
What is that?
That's Miami, bro. No,
dude,
I'm
it
talking
says Florida.
Florida.
It says Florida on it, and that's all I know about it.
Right, there's an actual school that's Florida.
You know what scares me about this?
What?
The only team I know on here is New Mexico Lobos.
Hey, don't let my bracket scare you.
Yeah, don't look at this. You don't want to look at this. I'll show you
what
my
do you mean?
Bracket.
What do you mean you don't want to look at this?
Don't look at that.
That means you have terrible picks.
Wow, you have Duke beating Louisville? Really?
Yeah, you know what,
that first
game back with, what's his name, Kerry?
Kelly? Yeah.
You know, it's his first game back.
Yeah.
And he's got time to get, you know, back in the groove.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, yeah.
Okay. I may or may not, I'm not going to tell you well, it doesn't matter, I have mine filled out already, you can
see it. And
no,
this isn't the office one.
Oh, okay, that's just a fun one.
What?
Yeah, it's Static Radio.
Here we go. Static, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Join our March Madness bracket. The password is mystaticradio.
The kicker is, though, you have to have an account first. So make that account if you don't have
it.
Because I didn't have an account, and I'm like, it's not working.
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
You get to. It's fun, I think. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm really afraid
right now.
Check
all your settings to make sure you don't get
spammed.
Emails, yeah, you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to
sure do all that.
Yeah, and we will email you a lot if you don't.
Just check your settings. You can check my bracket because it's already filled out. It's good to go.
Anyone watch Lobos over the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. Hold on. I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you did, and you were freaking out.
Yes.
You were kind of hyperventilating, nervous.
I thought I was going to throw up. I was so nervous because they were really close for the last 10 minutes.
For the whole year.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Pretty much. That's how the whole year's been like.
Okay, because that's how it was at San Diego, too. Or was San Diego the last game that I went to?
Yeah.
They were all just really close until the end.
So Selection Sunday was yesterday.
Yes.
The Lobos got a 3 seed.
I know.
Okay, now for anyone out there who's actually, you know, they should have been a 1 or a 2. They could have been a 2.
They could have been a 2.
But regardless if they're a 1 to 4, I was telling Steve over the weekend, cream rises to the top.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, 1 to 4 seed, you're going to have a pretty okay first round. Maybe a tougher game second round. But you know what? Here's what needs to happen. Lobos need to go in and win a couple games.
Yep, they're going to.
Yeah.
They're going to destroy Harvard.
Yeah, break through that Sweet 16 wall.
And then they're going to beat Arizona, Steve. Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
or Belmont.
Hey, Arizona does have a much tougher strength of schedule than Belmont.
I picked Arizona, and then I picked the Lobos to beat them. You know,
you can't win a bracket without picking upsets.
Yeah, yeah. What ups?
So they literally have to win every game now.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
It's a tournament.
I'm just making sure.
It's like you win, you keep playing. Right. You lose, you go home.
And okay. Like Hugh said on the air yesterday when he was talking to the guys at a local AM station covering the Lobos, we just need to focus on Harvard.
Yep.
Then we need to focus on our one game at a time.
One game at a time.
Only he said, one game at a time.
He sure did. He's awesome. So, there it is. You can join our bracket. We've posted the details at Facebook and through Twitter, if you follow us on Twitter. And get in on that. Games start tomorrow, but those are the, like, play-in games, and those don't count.
Okay.
Real games start Thursday.
Why would we
want to
watch them?
Well, I want to watch Wednesday because Boise State's playing.
Well, tomorrow. Why would we want to watch tomorrow?
Mountain West.
Okay.
I don't know. You can if you want. In our house, we watch everything.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
Hey.
I wanted to call in a couple weeks ago when y'all were talking about rivalries.
Yep.
Y'all were talking about San Diego State and the Lobos.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know where the greatest rivalry is, right?
Greatest rivalry. Are you going to say Michigan and Ohio State?
No.
Are you going to say Texas and Oklahoma because of your accent?
By the way, this is Stephen from North Carolina.
Yes, Duke, North Carolina. All right.
Exactly.
I'm sorry for your losses this year, North Carolina. Oh, man.
But I got a funny story for y'all this weekend. I was watching the game with my son, and he knows how much of a diehard Carolina fan I am. And we watched them beat Florida State.
Yep.
And then we came home later that night, and for the first time ever, I watched your Lobos
play.
And they were on here in North Carolina. I'd never seen them on TV before. But after the game was over, he came in there and he said, he knew how much of a diehard fan I was of Carolina. He goes, not to sound bad or anything, but that game right there was a lot better than the Carolina game.
Yes.
And he said the court looked cooler too.
Okay, yes, I've got a question for Carolina fan.
All right.
Okay.
Because we're in Albuquerque. We're in the hype.
Right.
How much outside of Albuquerque are NCAA fans aware of the Lobos in their season?
Well, I'm aware of it because I listen to y'all every morning. But if I wouldn't have listened to y'all every morning, I would have never known anything about it.
Okay, so we can be very sneaky in the bracket and just sneak up on people, right?
Phantom.
Well, they were talking on the show last night when they did the picks, and everybody was talking very highly of them. So
yep.
I don't know if y'all be able to sneak as much as you want.
Yeah, true story. Dude, good first game for you guys, bad first game for you guys, because North Carolina playing Nova in the first round, I may or may not have picked Villanova.
I picked Villanova.
Yeah, if they play like they played in the ACC tournament, they should do pretty good. I'm just worried about that second game with Kansas.
Yep.
you know, they haven't done good with Kansas since Roy left there, right, with Carolina. So
look at this. All right. You going to join our bracket? You better join our bracket now.
I'll definitely join the bracket.
All right. There you go. Thanks for calling,
guys. Man. Y'all take it easy.
All right. You too. There you go.
All right. Thanks.
All the way from North Carolina.
I just learned so much.
Yep, there you go. And you can learn something, too, at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there all the details for how to sign up for our March Madness bracket so that you can waste precious hours at work.
Yes.
Did I say hours? I meant minutes, because it only takes minutes to sign up. Yes. T-Bone Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio. Need to breathe? Devil's been talking.
Good morning.
Static Radio, hello.
Hello, 6:33 in the morning.
Man, I am...
Don't worry, hey.
Trying to figure out this...
You're a little stressed
bracket
out.
...bracket manager.
You're going to figure this out, just not now.
Yeah. So, apparently it says it's set to private. What? I can't figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Because it's a public league.
But eventually you will be able to join. For right now, if you want, you can send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com, letting us know that you want to sign up.
There you go.
And we will invite you.
Yeah. So, breaking news, apparently I'm an idiot and don't know how to set up brackets.
That's not true.
Oh, thank you so much.
Breaking news. While Michelle Marie Roberts was enjoying a two-week dream cruise to Hawaii with her husband and two sons, she had no idea that her world would be turned upside down when she stepped on dry land. The vacation ended in January 2008, but Michelle says that she still feels it as if she is on a cruise ship.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The vacation... No, I mean what? Because
okay,
I can't understand anything you're saying.
The vacation ended in 2008, but Michelle says that she still feels as if she is on a cruise ship.
Wow.
The British woman's been seasick for 5 years.
That is terrible.
When it's at its worst, even lying down doesn't help. The condition is known as mal de vie syndrome.
Wow.
It's extremely rare, and very little is understood about why it occurs and why and what can cure it. Few doctors have even heard of it.
That would suck,
that's like,
man.
That's like the stories of like, oh, that woman's been sneezing every 5 minutes for 3 years.
That's yet another reason why I do not want to go on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to be seasick for 5 years?
I've been on one and I stepped off the boat and made it like 8 feet and then blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not even being funny.
Because but that is funny.
You don't feel like you're moving because it's like this ginormous boat, so it's really
little. When you were little, did you ever jump on a trampoline and then when you like go to bed, you still feel like you're jumping?
No.
Oh, well. You didn't have a good childhood. Sorry. Breaking news. Another week, another eccentric millionaire making promises to colonize Mars.
Oh, great.
This time, it's Dutchman Bas Lansdorp, whose Mars One project is looking to put teams of astronauts on the red planet by 2023. He's looking for applicants right now. No experience is necessary.
Yes.
Just one catch, though.
Huh.
You won't be coming back.
Yeah!
Lansdorp said that more than 8,000 people have already applied for a chance to live, then die, on Mars after completing an 8-year training period that will include learning engineering, making mechanical repairs, and tending crops.
That would be awesome!
I'm just going to Mars.
We grow our own vegetables in the backyard. I mean, for reals.
You'd really succeed in Mars, then.
I would
Mars.
Super miss some things, like they would
air
shoot me into to space just as, like, Hostess, you know, sells the company and makes a comeback. So I'm like, Twinkie!
That's happening, like, this summer.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I got 10 years, right? That's That would be my final thing as I leave Earth.
Like, oh, that's so sad. That's the last thing you said.
Which is weird because Twinkies aren't even my favorite. Ding Dongs are my favorite, like, Hostess thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Breaking news. It's billed as the world's smallest St. Patrick's Day parade. It has only one marcher and it lasts about 10 minutes. The city of Enterprise, Alabama plays host to the one-person event each St. Patrick's Day, with a local citizen of Irish ancestry given the honor of carrying the colors of the Emerald Isle down one block.
Wow.
One guy.
One dude.
When they said small,
one man.
When they said smallest St. Patrick's Day parade, I was hoping that it would be a bunch of
leprechauns.
Like leprechaun,
obviously,
guys
throwing lucky charms at you.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be fantastic.
And gold.
Did you wear green yesterday or orange? I wore orange. pretend like I was smarter than everybody else.
What did I wear yesterday? Oh, I didn't wear any of that.
Because green's like for Catholic, and then orange is like for Protestants or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
Orange, and everybody's like, oh, you're not wearing green. I'm like, you're right. I'm not. I also don't pray to Mary.
Did you see my Instagram picture?
No. Yes.
I said, I took a picture of like green clover-like things in my front yard, and I said, these aren't clovers, and I'm not Irish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that. I didn't like it. Really Static! Or Stever!
Hey.
Hi.
I know we're kind of off the subject, but yesterday I wore cherry red and silver.
Yes! Lobos.
I'm proud of you. Breaking news! The ideal age gap between a man and a woman is 52 months. Yes, the man is 52 months or older, according to a new study. Just under half of the respondents say that there is no such thing as an ideal age gap. And 33% of women said they wouldn't mind dating a guy 7 years older than them.
Okay, I'm like, what are we talking about here?
The ideal age gap between a woman and a man.
Yeah, okay, for what, though? That's what I was curious
dating.
About. Oh, okay.
What else would it be?
I don't know.
Friendship?
Golf? It could be a plethora of things.
Okay. Well, it's either golf or dating, so...
Co-hosting morning shows?
52 There's... months, that's...
I gotta get an older co-host.
Yeah. Are we more than 52 months apart?
48.
Oh, yeah, we're totally more than 52
months. That's 4 years and 4 months apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you guys could just get rid of me. You can go younger.
Might be better for the station.
Newer model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any more breaking news, I'll press it again.
Okay.
That's a breaking news.
It is Monday. I'm going to get back to figuring out our bracket, but you can fake join us. Group name, Static. Password, My Static Radio. It should work.
Easy.
It says it should work. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Josh Carroll's song called Cynicism. Static Radio, good morning.
Happy Monday, March 18th.
6:45, which means time for birthdays.
We have birthdays today. First up is from Fame, Irene Cara.
From Fame?
Yep.
Like she's just famous?
Yeah. No, it's from, isn't that a movie?
Yes, 83.
She's 54. From Ugly Betty, Vanessa Williams. I'm not even trying right now.
What? Was she Ugly Betty?
I don't know. Maybe she... I don't know.
37.
50.
Well, see, I don't know these shows.
Olympic speed skater, Bonnie Blair.
Ah, yes. She won a gold medal in the...
Speed skating.
I don't know who this is either. 54.
49.
Dang it!
From Employee of the Month and Hilarity, Dane Cook.
Oh, yes, 37.
41.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just as surprised as you.
Okay.
And today is also Queen Latifah's birthday.
Is it? Who are you really excited about? You haven't gotten to that person yet?
It's the next person.
Okay. 53.
43.
Ooh.
That's really sad.
Sorry, Queen.
And, the next birthday,
uh-huh.
He's on a really popular show right now called The Voice, and it's Adam Levine's birthday.
Wow. You're like really, really amped for that one right now.
From Maroon 5.
You know, there's a local girl in Albuquerque who's going to be on this next season of The Voice.
Yes.
I can't say what team she was picked for. But she actually made it to the live rounds.
It's kind of exciting.
I know.
Anyway, Adam, it's Adam's birthday today. Today is his day.
Sweet.
How old is he?
36.
34.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was hoping he was older.
I know. It's Adam Levine's birthday. And that's your birthdays for today.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Are you going to be okay?
Okay, when Joey came in and hosted with me, he told me, like, firsthand account of meeting Adam Levine.
Yeah.
And he said that he's not just beautiful on TV, he's beautiful in real life.
Yeah, I know. It was weird to me, because that's all Joey talked about, like, for the rest of the day. First thing he said was, dude, I'm not kidding. He's like one of the most beautiful human beings I've ever seen. I'm like, you're a dude. You're really saying this? Yes, I'm really saying this. I don't know what it is. Like, he's just really genuine and just like beautiful. It was really weird.
I was just, when you told me that, really I just said, oh, creepy. Good. I'm glad it's not just TV.
Yeah.
Or photos. It's in real life, too.
Well, there you go. Happy birthday, everybody. If it's your birthday, kudos. You're another year older.
Yay. Happy March 18th.
Speaking of March, March Madness going on right now. Get to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We did it right.
We did?
Yes.
Yay. I'm a genius.
That was my idea. Yeah, so you can go sign up for our March Madness bracket of awesomeness. Get there, do it. It's pinned to our Facebook page. Join us, pick the Lobos to win it all, like Stever did. You will lose, but I got him going to the Final Four. I really do. Should be fun. I'm excited.
Okay.
So much less production going to be done here in the next week or so.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
I'm excited about that.
There you go. Well, we got to take a quick break. It's just before 7 o'clock. We got Mad Lib Monday today.
Yes.
We got to talk a little bit about another March Morning Madness coming up this Friday.
Which is probably way more fun.
We also have to talk about a change we may need to make.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I say we vote in somebody new.
Okay.
It's the way we do, you know.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that on the way back.
All right.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Temper Trap. Where do we go from here? Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
Happy Monday. We are about 23 minutes away from Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, that's right. Mad Lib Monday happens every Monday.
We're about 2 hours and 53 minutes away from the show being done so we can go get coffee since Solomon's Porch is closed.
Oh, no. I forgot all about it.
Yeah. Sopo is closed today, people, so don't come down here to get your yummy breakfast and or coffee.
They're counting stuff, like they potatoes.
Are. Well, no, that's Parchments. Parchments is having an inventory, but since they're, like, connected...
Sopo is also having inventory.
Oh, they are?
Well, that's what the email said. They're counting eggs? If you don't read your email... Hey, you don't read your email. I've sent you, like, 3 emails that you haven't responded to.
They're counting yogurt cups? You emailed me?
Yeah.
I put you on my spam list, so... I usually don't get your emails. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. That is where you can sign up for our bracket.
Our bracket has people who like basketball in it.
That's right. And you.
And me. So you can expect me to win because I don't know anything about basketball.
That's right.
I'm probably going to win.
You can sign up to join our league. Yes, you do have to create a CBS Sports login to play, but it's free. Going through CBS Sports this year. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We linked a new password and it works wonders. Already had a few signups. So do you think you can best us or Mitch? Because she's going to pick everything based upon her favorite mascots.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I am.
I know. I'm going to help
you
with that.
I totally am.
We're going to do that after the show.
Oh, I'm so excited right now.
Fantastic.
Woo!
Yeah. So you can check out all the details, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, and you're probably going to win.
You know what? This is gross, but I've been sneezing all weekend because everything is blooming.
Uh-huh.
And these nasty trees out here smell disgusting.
Yeah.
They smell like...
Spring?
No.
Oh.
I feel like spring should smell much better, like mowing grass or something. Mowed grass. But this smells like someone was, like...
It's everywhere.
It's
spring.
Dirty, and they haven't... Oh, it's disgusting.
It's called spring.
It's awful.
My boys are in Little League now, and so pretty much my entire weekend is devoted to starting on Friday night practice, Saturday practice, Saturday afternoon practice.
Getting a lot of sun? Using a lot of sunblock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging out a lot at Little League parks with this mustache.
Creeper!
Yeah, so it's been fun. But,
creep out!
So, I don't know where I was going with that, because you just threw me completely off, but yeah, everything is blooming, and I'm pretty sure I was dying all weekend.
Yeah.
And then, this is the best part, Little League, all right? Saturday morning, you know, dropped my older son off, because his coach is like, go, get out, because he's trying to teach them things, and Jack likes to
look at you,
make sure I'm watching, and so I just had to leave. So when I come back... Like, 3 of Jack's teammates are in the field because they had the front field and there's like holes, mm-hmm. you know, because there's crazy wild animals in said areas.
Oh, yeah. They're digging.
And they were digging. And one of them had three gophers in his hand.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, yes. Best part about Little League.
Sports.
Yep. Three.
Wait, are they alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Here. I took a photo.
Why does he? Why are they picking up gophers?
These kids who were brave souls and hopefully will not die from Hanta virus
right.
this week. We're seriously, like, shoving their arms in these holes.
Did they get bit?
Oh, man. I forgot I loaded it to my computer. And
did they?
Nobody got bit, thankfully.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Jack, bro.
So were they just...
Stay away.
They were just done with...
Apparently, the babies weren't as fast as the grown-ups.
Oh, they are so cute.
They are not so cute. They carry hundreds of diseases.
Yeah, these are also adults holding them.
No, those are kids.
No way.
Those are two kids from Jack's team.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess their hands are just really dirty, so it looks like, okay.
They've been playing Little League. So that was probably their favorite part of Little League practice. Thankfully not Jack's.
Jack didn't do it?
No, no.
That is so funny.
No, Jack cared more about, I guess he was
learning
about
bunting. I probably would have been digging to catch him. Oh,
this
yeah.
week, so. But yeah, gophers, baby gophers, gophers all over this field.
Yeah.
And they were shoving their arms in this hole, and I'm like, oh, this is bad.
When I was younger, we had a gopher problem as well. In our yard, and uh-huh. we lived in the mountains, and hopefully PETA is not listening right now.
Why? They're rodents, bro.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're
in that
rodents.
Case...
rodents.
My mom wanted to get rid of them because they kept eating everything out of
yeah.
her garden.
Yeah.
And she couldn't... She put, like, the chicken wire underneath. She did everything, and they just kept eating everything.
I know what
so,
she did.
She went through
mm-hmm.
and put bazooka gum in every single hole.
And sent them to go for paradise.
And said... yes. And
it's a way to go.
We didn't have a gopher problem for that season anymore.
Wait, why would bazooka?
Because they chew it and their mouth gets stuck.
Oh.
And they suffocate and die.
That is the most wretched, wretched, horrible way.
Well, it was either that or sit out with a BB gun and wait for them to come out and then shoot them.
No, that's quick.
No, it's not. It takes time. She just put bazooka gum
in. No. That's the death.
Oh, okay.
The death.
I'm so selfish. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I was thinking about the poor gophers. At least that's like quick and painless.
Whatever. The last thing they tasted was bazooka gum.
They were like wanting to take these gophers home. I'm so... Oh, wow.
I'm sorry Static. For any gopher lover. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
Good. There is another way to kill gophers also.
Oh.
How?
Do tell.
You can buy a little attachment that screws onto the back end of your car exhaust pipe, okay? And then that screws onto the end of a garden hose.
Ah, I see
exhaust.
Where you're going.
Exhaust.
Yeah.
And you go find the gopher holes in the yard, and you plug that garden hose into the hole of the gopher hole.
That's not a bad idea.
It does take a little while, but I'm going to try the chewing gum or the bubble gum trick. Mitch.
Yes.
Did she pre-chew it, or did she unchew it? Did she not chew it?
She did not chew it. She just stuck
okay.
it in the holes.
Okay.
This is amazing. Thebes just texted also, thanks for the bazooka tip. So apparently there's a gopher problem.
Yeah.
Do you live here in Albuquerque?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
I live in the mountains also.
Okay, yeah. We lived in Edgewood.
All right.
No,
yeah.
No, we lived in Moriarty. I'm sorry. We lived in Moriarty at that time.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Bazooka.
Okay.
Bazooka is what happened.
All right.
Good luck, y'all. So sorry for all the gophers out there who are about to die from
Here's the thing, though. If you kill them in the hole, don't they stay in the ground and then everything just stinks
fertilizer.
Like dead?
Oh, no.
Wow.
It's fine. Okay, what do you think they do? Do you think they, like, throw themselves away when they die?
Touche. Static. Hello. Okay.
Nope.
If you're going to call, turn your radio down and or, you know, answer. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Don't forget, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Sign up now to join our March Madness League. Rockin' brackets, y'all. You can get there. Check out all the details. It is 7:15.
I cannot wait to choose.
It is 7:15.
No, hold on. I can't wait to choose. I can't wait to choose my favorite. No! There is crazy construction, Osuna at Jefferson. It's starting to get a little bit easier to maneuver, but it's still there. And there is also construction work reduced to one lane under at I-40, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. But don't call them today because they're closed.
They're closed forever today, just for today.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Dude, I remember when I used to play Little League. We went to this, it's kind of like a country place. We were like in the finals and Gophers were just running crazy in the outfield. And it was just so weird because I'm, you know, in the city, I don't remember being around Gophers as a kid. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was kind of weird, but whoever's going to do the bazooka trick, I want you to please read your fortune before you do.
Right.
Just read the fortune before you do it and make sure all is clear.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good idea.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Poor boy from Christmas. Static.
Hey.
Hello, Dad.
Another one to get rid of the Gophers. If you don't want to hurt them, you just put X-Lax down there besides the bubble gum.
X-Lax?
What, Dad? This is getting really expensive up in here. What does the X-Lax do?
I ain't got time for that.
Do they eat that first?
X-Lax just runs them out. They eat it. They don't like it, and it runs them out.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. Literally.
The bubble gum does kill them, though.
There you go. I love it.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
You all too. Right. The X-Lax, you put that around your garden. You sprinkle that around your garden.
He was working on his time machine.
He's driving.
He was building his time machine.
Just imagine that. He has a time machine. It's in the works.
Building it. Yeah, so Little League.
Gophers.
That's what I've learned.
Good stuff.
We have a cleanup day this weekend, you know, this coming weekend.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, I'm going to bring a lot of gum with me. So, sweet. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Fiction family, give me back my girl. Static Radio, good morning.
Happy Monday.
It is Monday. It is 7:30, which means...
it's just another Mad Lib Monday. Whoa, whoa.
It is Mad Lib Monday.
And being that it is March Madness, we thought we would do a basketball Mad Lib this morning.
Yes, we do Mad Lib Monday every Monday at this time.
Speaking of March Madness, real quick, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there and sign up for the bracket.
Yes. We've had a few people already sign up.
No, I'm excited. This is good.
Still all guys. Me.
I think Chrissy's going to play.
Yes, which is good.
She rocks a bracket every
year. She's going to win.
She's not going to win.
She's going to win.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We got a basketball Mad Lib in honor of March Madness, and we need your help. So give us a call right now. Name of person in room.
You.
Me?
Yeah, because this is a basketball.
Which is why it'd be funnier if it's Mitch.
Fine. Well, it's still a guy name.
Yeah, but it's you.
Okay. Me.
All right.
Hello, Bose.
505-338. Sorry. Yay. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I feel like this song has kind of ruined, or the game has kind of ruined this song for me.
Why?
Because before I just heard this, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the whatever song. But now I feel, because I've been to that game, mm-hmm. I have to clap the entire song and then say, go Lobos, whenever I'm supposed to.
Why has that ruined anything?
Because now I do
anything
whenever I
hear it.
Anything
that's given you a purpose and meaning for that song.
Okay. So glad.
There's more behind it now. Something like that.
No.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday.
Since.
And we need your help.
These are new Mad Libs. Are we, are there going to be in a stupid amount of adjectives still?
Probably. Okay. Who knows? Static.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good.
How you doing?
Allergies.
Yes.
Right? Everything is blooming right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I need a noun, actually.
All right. Noun. Can you go colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy.
Okay.
Start off right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what do you need?
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Can I say off the hook?
Off
I know.
The hook. Why not? That person is off the hook.
Yes.
Yes, totally. I'll accept it. Thanks for the call. Static.
Hello.
I need a verb past tense.
Oh, gosh. Verb past tense. Shot.
Shot.
Like shoot the basketball. Shot.
Yeah, see?
Perfect.
It's actually going to make sense. We don't like that. I'm just kidding.
I know. You caught me off guard, though.
That's all right. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday doing a March Madness basketball Mad Lib.
Yes.
I need a plural noun, so I need your call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
What do you need?
Plural noun.
Plural noun?
Boogers.
Oh, come on.
I'm just trying to help.
You're that kid.
I am that kid.
Platypi.
Platypi. Okay.
We'll do platypi. I like that. I'm going to spell
words getting
like
all
that.
Crazy on us.
Static. Plural noun.
A Muppet.
Muppets?
You know, I'm a little first like
no, I know, I know.
Oh, is that what you meant by Muppets?
I knew who the Muppets are.
You know, like, the Muppets.
There you go. I'm down with that.
We'll use that one.
I am down with that.
You so much, Libby.
I love you too, bro. Static.
What's my word?
Well,
I got a number. That one's boring.
Here,
so, Mitch, give
14.
Me a number. 14?
Yes,
that's
I picked 14.
Number?
Yes.
I was hoping for something like astronomical.
Infinity.
Ugh, all right. Infinity.
Next.
I need an adjective.
Running. No, that's not an adjective.
No.
Nope.
what's an adjective?
It's a describing word. It's describing something.
I'm trying to think of a cool one.
You just said a cool one. Cool.
Is an cool. Cool, then. Okay.
I'll accept it. All right, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700.
I love it.
Phone number.
That was the funniest call.
It is Mad Lib Monday, and we are celebrating March Madness. The Lobos, a 3 seed, playing Harvard in the first round. Sorry, Ivy Leaguers. You may be all smarts, but we're going to own you.
Is that stoked. Really?
Yeah.
May be all smarts, but...
You may be all smarts. Can I do that for the next adjective? All smarts?
All smarts? Yeah.
I need a noun.
505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday.
Of course, because I picked like a new one, there's like 140 words we
I
need.
I know.
So.
Like, oh, cool.
We got like a rash of calls there, right? And then. Oh. Static.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I need a noun.
You need a noun? Shopping cart.
Shopping cart.
There you go.
I'll take that.
All right.
All right, thanks for the call.
This is a bit like Jeopardy. Right. Alex Trebek is always accidentally interrupting them.
Static.
Hello?
Hi.
What's that word?
Turn your radio down or you're going to confuse yourself.
Okay.
I need an exclamation.
Exclamation.
Like zoinks or...
Híjole.
Híjole.
That works.
Oh... Okay. Yep, that's how it, yep. Static!
Okay. Hello? Wow.
505-338-3700. I need a noun.
Okay, how about, cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Yep.
That'll work. I'll
All
accept
right.
that. All right.
See ya.
That's you.
Static!
Hello.
Hello. I need a noun.
Okay. How about babies?
Babies?
Yes.
It'll be baby.
It'll just be baby, right? Because
yeah.
it's like singular.
It's not a plural noun.
Okay.
All right, I'll take
sure, that works.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Static.
Morning.
Morning. I need a noun.
Geek.
Geek?
Yeah, for the Ivy League.
All right. There you go. I like that.
You're making
Thanks.
This make way too much sense.
I know.
Your turn to pick a number.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, I need a noun.
A noun. How about carnivore?
Carnivore.
Okay.
I was just showing my children what a carnivore was last night.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Don't confuse them, though.
I won't. Okay. All right, thanks for the call.
All right. Okay.
And by carnivore, I meant cannibal.
Okay, I was like, wait a second.
We were watching the Bible last night on the History Channel.
I'm like, carnivore, did you show them, like, what a dog
they
is?
They were all, like, the people, they were all starving, you know?
Yeah.
And Babylon was, like, trying to take them down.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, hey, dead guy, let's eat him. And they're like, oh! And I'm like, yeah, that's called cannibalism. That's bad.
Yeah, that's not okay.
You shouldn't eat humans. Yeah, it's really bad. Static!
What kind of word do you need?
I need a noun.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
This is going to be the weirdest Mad Lib. Thank you for the call.
Yes, and last one.
Oh,
is not there.
Dial tone.
Dang.
It's a noun. I should just put dial.
Dial tone.
All right.
That's what it is.
Dial tone.
You have spoken.
All right. Boom.
We are done.
Ready?
Yes.
It is Mad Lib Monday. It is the playoffs, basketball playoffs. At least that's, you know, what it says. In honor of March Madness. Here we go. Hi. This is Mitch, speaking to you from the broadcasting colonoscopy at the Off the Hook Forum. In case you shot in late, the score between the Los Angeles Platypi and the Boston Muppets is a squeaker. 141 to infinity. This has been the most cool game these all-smart eyes have seen in years. First, one team scores a shopping cart, then ee-ho-le, the other team comes right back. All right, timeout is over. Los Angeles brings in the ball at mid-cotton candy. Stevo dribbles down the baby, fakes the defender out of his geek, and shoots a 67-handed shot. Goes right through the carnivore. He beat the kangaroo. The game is over just as the dial tone goes off. Woo! Yeah! Mad Lib Monday, everybody.
That was amazing.
It's said to be read enthusiastically, so
wow.
You know. Yeah.
Good job.
Except you sounded like me. I guess since it was Mitch,
yeah, it was
broadcasting,
crazy.
Maybe you should.
They got it confused.
Maybe you should have done that one.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Bible. Episode 3 last night on the History Channel. People up in arms already over the third episode. The devil makes an appearance. I don't want to say who they think he looks like, but it's
wait,
kind
I thought
of uncanny.
I thought you said that the president made an appearance.
No. I didn't say the president made an appearance. People are saying the president made an appearance.
Oh, I'm getting confused, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no. That picture I showed you on the left was an actor who was portraying Satan.
That's so crazy. I thought it was Obama portraying a character, but apparently I'm
not.
Wrong.
No. Yeah, that wasn't really the president. Yeah, that was an actor that people are saying was made to look like the president.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch,
morning.
Static Radio. Cold War Kids, Miracle Mile, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
It's one of my favorite songs that we play on Static.
How come that didn't make it to March morning music madness of magicalness?
Not enough people voted for it, and we just started playing it like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, fine.
So, but one of my other ones did.
Yes, is right.
Yes.
March Morning Madness kicks off this Friday. We're having our own bracket.
Yes.
Of goodness.
Of music.
Mumford & Sons, Imagine Dragons, Amberlin, Thrice, House of Heroes.
It's a good list.
Mute Math, Civil Twilight, just to name a few. And you get to vote on your favorites, and we'll see who is the best band of Static Radio.
Okay, we can talk about one of two things right now.
Okay.
Either what isn't happening in that bracket.
Uh-huh.
Or what you were going to actually talk about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't care. I posted a story on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Which, by the way, when you get there to post, say something about said story. First, sign up. Sign up for our Madness of March bracket of awesomeness. Huh?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, do that. Now, last night on the History Channel, episode 3 of The Bible.
Yes.
Hit. You didn't watch it because you don't have that channel.
But you did, even though you didn't like the previous episode.
I didn't like the previous. I loved the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Thought the second one was like, all right. The second one wasn't bad. There was stuff that I really liked, and then there was stuff I really didn't like.
Right, and you made that clear.
Yes, I did. I did not like the portrayal of David.
Right.
So, episode 3. Which, you know, we all know is
Revenge
Star Wars. Of the Sith.
Oh.
I mean, that's episode 3 to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Episode 3 of the Bible last night. the main stories were Daniel which was rad.
Okay.
And then Jesus, actually. The birth of Christ leading up to the temptation in the wilderness.
They really flew through that, didn't they?
Yes, they did. and then to him meeting Peter, who, if you did not know, was the first disciple he met.
That's not true.
It is if you watch the show. But anyways, I'm less grumpy about that. Who cares?
Okay.
Here's the thing. Last night, Satan made an appearance, you know, for the desert, for the temptation of Jesus. And I thought they did a pretty good job, actually, with that scene. I really did.
Okay.
Jesus was suffering, and Hebrews tells us that he did suffer. And because he suffered, that's how we know we have this great high priest, because
he knows what
he suffered through the temptation, so he knows what we went through. So, yeah, he understands. He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this scene with Satan and Jesus. Well, it caused kind of a controversy on the interwebs last night, because the second the episode premiered, people said, wait a second. That Satan dude looks kind of familiar.
Did you think that right off the bat?
My wife did.
Oh, okay.
My wife did.
Mm-hmm.
She actually, yeah, she did. Others, not so much. Other friends who watched the show last night did not. But it became a commentary on the interweb. So we posted the story. Satan last night, the portrayal. Some are saying that they casted a look-alike of President Barack Obama. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can get to our Facebook page and check it there and tell us what you think. Because, I don't know. He just looked creepy.
Well, with all the makeup and everything.
Yeah, he was...
How they contoured his face.
Yeah. So, but some people are saying, you know, they had to have gotten a Barack Obama look-alike. They were trying to do that. They're trying to make sure that he looked like Satan. So we thought we'd ask your thoughts.
How do you say his name? Mohamed Mendi Ouzani?
There you go.
Ouzani?
There you go.
That's the guy who played Satan. He's also been in a few other things. I guess...
The primaries. He was also in... You saw him go up against Mitt Romney when they had the debates. That's actually who went up against him.
I was actually talking about the roles that he's played in other movies.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
not specifically.
Obama. Okay. Yeah. So we want to know your thoughts. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you watched it last night, did anybody else think that? Did anybody else see that? I did. I personally didn't. I was just watching and I actually thought that scene was pretty great, but, a lot of people saying that Satan looked like Obama.
Michelle said, I was thinking Emperor Palpatine based on the garb. No. Did anyone else think Jesus looked like one of the Bee Gees?
Hey, you know what? It works, right?
Yeah.
Because when he rises from the grave,
he's staying alive.
They're just gonna, he's gonna come out of the tomb, and that's gonna like, yes. This is so irreverent.
This is awful. Stop
Amazing.
It right now. I can't believe it. Stop it.
It's just a television show. It's not really Jesus.
It's true, though. He is staying alive.
Right, right. Forever. That was the point. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle, because now no matter what, when they do the scene, and all I'm going to hear is the Bee Gees.
Because it's so true.
Amazing. His beard looked fake to me.
I don't think it was.
John the Baptist with his dreads, which actually to me, I was like, yeah, that's probably cool. Accurate. Dude didn't shower.
Or brush his hair.
Or do anything.
Or shave it.
Yeah.
So
I was a fan of the John the Baptist last night.
That's cool.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Did you watch?
Sammy says, I saw that. The resemblance is there. This and a few other inaccuracies keep me leery of the Bible series. What could have been a true evangelistic tool has wasted its potential?
See, I don't know if I would say it's wasted its potential. The word never returns void, and I realize this is just a television series, but if this television series can get somebody to have a desire to read the actual Bible itself, then maybe that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they were doing it.
I feel like if I wasn't already a Christian, I'd want to watch this and then want to dive further.
Now, I watch it with my boys, and I have my Bible handy just in case there's like, oh, okay.
Whoa, that's not right.
Yeah, that's whack. Okay, pause. Okay, here's the deal. You know, and so, but more than anything, the boys have just been excited to watch and excited to actually read the real Bible because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that reason alone, I wouldn't say that I'm a super fan and stamp my theological doctrine upon a television series on the History Channel, but
I feel like I'd probably be okay with it because I've read these books before that are fictional by Francine Rivers.
Uh-huh.
And I actually really enjoy them. And yeah. Their stories they have more what am I trying to say?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. They embellish maybe.
Yes.
Johnny Cash, he wrote a book called Man in White, and it was about the journey of Paul. And it goes into things.
Detail,
that are not,
that's the word I was looking for.
It goes into depth on the life of Paul and not necessarily
but it's not all
biblically doctrinally sound, but I still enjoyed the book.
You're just imagining the things that he had to go through, and I don't know, you could be right, but it's just fun to read, and you're also getting the real story as well.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I feel like I'd be okay with the Bible for that reason.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is 8:15. Going to do some quick traffic and then more on Facebook.
Road construction, 2 lanes are closed on Jefferson South between Ellison and Osuna. There is also more road construction. A right lane is closed. Osuna West at Pennsylvania, there's more construction. Roadway is reduced to 1 lane Unser at I-40, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey, get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Sign up for the bracket.
Yes.
It is time. Doing some March Madness, and if we're going to waste time at work, we want you to waste time with us.
Yes. No.
So, get your bracket in.
We don't condone that.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get your brackets in now. If you just take care of it quickly, it takes like 5 minutes. Come on.
Then I'm going to choose by mascots.
I can't wait. This is going to be fun.
It's going
to
be amazing.
According to like what mascot would beat up what mascot type thing in real life?
Or what's the coolest mascot and has the most potential, to win?
Well, the Lobos, obviously.
Obviously, there are two of them.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Who?
The mascots?
Louie and Lucy?
Louie and Lucy.
Okay. But it's still the Lobos.
Still, I know. Yes. But there are two of them.
Like a pack.
Ha!
Lobos.
Ooh.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Do you really think they would beat Spartans, though?
No.
Michigan State, Spartans.
I'm not there
they're
yet.
They're in it. Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
All I know is that all the birds are going down.
I actually have a bird winning it all.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I know which one it is.
Yeah.
It looks like it's from, can I say it?
Yeah,
looks like it's from Arizona.
Yeah, but it's not. Because that's the Wildcats, Arizona.
I know, but football.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
Uh-huh.
Good
it's
job,
that
you.
Same
yes, it is.
Bird. I saw that. I'm like, I didn't know.
I can't wait to help you fill in your bracket later. It's going to be amazing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And let us know what you think. Did you watch the Bible? Did you think that...
It was crazy.
The devil looked like the president. I don't know. Apparently it's a big deal.
It is.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us your thoughts on the show. What you think so far? Mm. 3 episodes in. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. My Cardboard Spaceship Adventure. It's the name of the band.
Hey.
Yeah.
Song is called Farewell.
That's right. Steve-O and Mitch. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Poke it at a cow.
Hey!
Bless you.
You stop it! Why would you ruin a sneeze?
Oh, because it's so fun to watch you cry.
You do realize it's like super crazy allergy season, right? So this is going
to
be happening.
You do realize that I get to do this to you often. Are you going to sneeze?
No. My nose is just like having a fit.
It's the mustache.
Oh, man.
It's the mustache.
Yeah, it, like, just attracts pollens.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Speaking of this mustache in Mario, I get that a lot.
Yeah, you do. Especially with that red hat on. You are brave for wearing that again.
Most people have been calling me Mario lately because of this crazy mustache.
And then...
Check it out. MyStaticRadio.com.
Every other day, you are wearing a green jacket. So, it's like, hey, Luigi.
Yeah, yeah. I get it pretty much daily.
Yeah.
So, another comparison going on right now. Satan and Obama.
Yes.
Yeah, you can check that out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Been watching the Bible series. It's been awesome. Has it been not awesome? I've been watching. I did not see Satan and Obama last night. When Satan came on, I wasn't like, oh, our commander-in-chief. I was like, dude, that's Satan. This is about to go down.
If I would have watched it, I would have thought either that's Obama or who is that?
No.
That wouldn't have even gotten that. That was Satan.
Stop it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Well, for over three decades, Mario has been the hero in Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Super rad video game.
I never played Donkey Kong.
Why?
I just didn't.
Was it because Mario was a boy and you had to save the princess and that was a girl and you didn't want to have to try and save a girl and portray a boy?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
Okay. No.
Well, one dad actually had that dilemma. His daughter, Micah. A cute name.
That's pretty.
Mika. Mike Mika. His last name's Mika. His daughter. That'd be a great name, though, for a girl.
I like
Anyways.
That.
This dude happens to be the creative director at a game design studio. So he wanted to help his daughter. She's 3 years old. She loves video games. Her favorite is Donkey Kong. But 2 days ago, this is what happened. He says, quote, "She asked me if I could play as the girl and save Mario."
Oh.
She wanted to play as Peach, and she got to play as Peach in Super Mario Bros. 2. Obviously, hello, Super Mario Bros. 2. So because of that, she was asking why she couldn't do the same in Donkey Kong. So this dad, being, up for dad of the year, reprogrammed
what?
The entire video game, hacked into Donkey Kong, so his daughter could play as Princess Peach and save Mario.
That is so cool.
Right? So, the most impressive part about this is he posted his Facebook update about the change he was working on, and 14 hours later posted that he had finished the job. So he hacked into Donkey Kong and reprogrammed the entire game in 14 hours or less.
Wow.
This dad wins.
He wins.
This dad is like my hero.
I'm really jealous.
I know. He said this quote, "I didn't set out to push a feminist agenda or try and make a statement. I just wanted to keep that little grin lit up on my daughter's face Aww. Every time we sit down to play games together."
That's cute.
That is pretty much the sweetest dad story in the universe.
The best.
So there you go. If you think you're up for dad of the year, think again.
Dad.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
So not encouraging.
There we are. For that
Think
one
again.
Static.
So, I had something to say about this whole Satan compared to Obama thing.
Yes. I hear it. Have you been watching the Bible?
I have not. Okay. Haven't had a chance to. I don't get to watch the TV as often as I'd like anymore.
Okay.
However, though, and if I'm incorrect at any point, for the love of everything that is good in this world, please correct me.
Okay.
In the Bible, it says that the end of days will be signaled with a lightning bolt. Yes,
On his forehead, and then and then they mark. Wait, no, that was Harry Potter. I'm thinking of Harry Potter.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, I could be wrong, but I have read that it says that the end of days will be signaled with a lightning bolt. And in Greek mythology, depending on the translation that you've read, because some are weird.
Uh huh.
The word Barak translates exactly to the word lightning.
Stop.
And so some of my friends who are huge end-of-the-world enthusiasts went off on all these different things. And so it's just, when I hear that, like this comparison, it just kind of made me laugh and made me think back to when Barack Obama was elected president and all these crazy conversations and conspiracy theories that were running around. Just kind of made me laugh.
Yeah.
Weird comparisons.
We posted the photo on our Facebook page. You can check it out. People like Glenn Beck, people were tweeting it all night, apparently, freaking out that the actor looked like Obama. And this is proof. This is proof he's the Antichrist. I'm like, no, it's not.
I feel like you just got super shock therapy
really,
up in here.
It's really not.
Just now.
But yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was a good one.
All right. Two. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
According to babynames.com, Barack means blessed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Thank you, babynames.com. It doesn't mean lightning bolt?
No, not according to baby names.
Because then wouldn't it mean that Barack meant that he who shall not be named? Because it would be like Voldemort. Because then the lightning bolt on the forehead, and that signaled the end of his parents' life, actually.
Right.
And then love somewhere was in there, and
that's how Harry Potter lived.
Right.
Was because of the love his mom showed him before she got killed.
Right.
And that was the only way you can rebound the Avada Kedavra curse.
I gotta go lie down. We're gonna take a quick break. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We don't find that out until like the 7th book, so sorry if you just started reading the Harry Potter series. Sirius totally dies.
Why would you do that?
And Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh, man. You're an evil, evil person. Are you an evil? If they put a hood on you, I can start to see the resemblances of the actor last night. No, I can't. All right.
Never mind.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. We are 8 minutes away from cover to cover.
Yes.
It's looking like Jed suggested Mike Maines in the Branches. We've never done that before.
But
so
it sounds like a good idea to me.
I'm thinking that's probably where we're going to head. So that's on the way. Coming right back. We are Voices. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Static Radio. Good morning.
That one's from Jed.
It's a good cover to cover. You can get your suggestions in every single Monday, facebook.com/mystaticradio. While you are there, sign up for our bracket.
I'm excited. I still haven't picked my
March Madness. It is time.
The music's playing, so you don't have to do that.
Oh.
Okay. You can if you want. It's a little weird.
Well, get there. Sign up for March Madness in our bracket. Speaking of March Madness, March Morning Madness gets underway this Friday. We are picking the greatest band on Static Radio.
That is right, and you get to help us vote.
Yeah.
Actually, you get to do the voting.
Yeah, we're not voting at all. All the votes will be tallied through Facebook, so if you are not a friend or a fan,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Like us. It's the only way you can vote.
That's right, and it starts this Friday. Of course, March Madness gets going Thursday, so you better get that bracket in before then. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
We out. We will see you guys again mañana for New Music Tuesday. And Adrian up next with her awesome Adrianess.
Of course.
Also some Sleeping at Last right back with that. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.